heart's open wide as the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Oh, let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. We lift you high. 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 Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Like a fire, like a flood, come however you want, however you want, with your power, with your love, come however you want, however you want. 'Cause we need you, we need you, we need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you. We need you, we need you, Lord, let your glory fall. We need you, your glory fall. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. Oh, fall like rain. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. Come down, Holy Spirit. Come down, Holy Spirit. Come down, Holy Spirit. Let your glory fall. Come down, Holy Spirit. Come down, Holy Spirit. Come down, Holy Spirit. Let your glory fall. Come down, Holy Spirit. Come down, Holy Spirit. Come down, Holy Spirit. Let your glory fall. Come down, Holy Spirit. Come down, Holy Spirit. Come down, Holy Spirit. Because we need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Minister Kaylin. Oh, my goodness. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And we are tagging today beside the Still Waters Wednesday. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we are welcoming you to the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, because we woke up this morning. And it's not because we woke up on our own. It's because you touched us and you said, live, my child. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you, Father, because we are coming together to bask in your presence, to sit at your feet, and to realize that you are God and you are God alone. Lord, you told us that we can just be still and know that you are God. And Father God, each and every person on this call, Lord, we know that you will speak to their hearts this morning. So we're asking, Father, that you touch the speaker this morning. And I know you have a double portion of your anointing upon the speaker where we all can receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. We give your name glory. We give your name praise. Father, bless artist life. Bless every area of the company, Lord God, the leaders, the owners, and even the distributors and members, Father God. We know that you're doing a great work like never before. You're shifting the atmosphere, and we're thanking you, Father, because we're saying, Holy Spirit, lead us into your truth, that we all will glorify our Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, and hallelujah to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I would now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Minister Keisha, take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you once again, and good morning as well. Thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that awesome tag, Be Still, Beside the Still Waters Wednesday. And what more can we do but just to stand on the Word of God and His promises beside the still waters Wednesday? At this time, I just want to introduce myself to everyone on the line. My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call on this morning. Just giving you a little information on how the Master Call got started. In October 2010, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon started this call. The foundational scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can visit at any time. That website is www.themasterscall.net. It's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speaker. Theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. That's 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617-POUND. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday, and it's hosted by the Power Couple of Health, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, asking each and everyone on the call to, after this call, to jump on that call and get the information that we they have to share on today. Also want to share with you, even during these trying times, just keep the faith and stay safe. Use wisdom, and you'll be okay. At this time, I would like to bring to the front of the line this powerful woman of God. That's a blessing to us all. And more, she stands in a place of an intercessor on our behalf. She speaks into our life as a prophetess of the Most High God, and she will push you out of your comfortable nest as our mother eagle. So I encourage each and every one of you to go to the website on the Master's Call to read her bio. You will be blessed by it. And it tells of her many accomplishments, and it shows that she is a mighty woman of God. So at this time, without further ado, I would like to call forth Pastor, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, are you there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, daughter. We've been blessed by the Lee family this morning. I tell you, your daughter, Kaylin, thank you for that anointed time of worship. I love when these young people just graduating, going into college, but comes on faithfully every Wednesday and truly led us into the very courtroom and the presence of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then to our prayer general, thank you for greeting and seating the people of God this morning. So love and appreciate all that you do. And I know our dear host for today is still basking in the overflow from her birthday yesterday, and that is our dear minister, Keisha Lee. Truly, it is teamwork that makes the dream work. And I also honor and esteem, as I see her on the board, our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, now located there in that California state. I love and appreciate you as we serve the Lord on this assignment together. And to all of the Master's Call family, warmest, warmest, warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. We salute you, and we are praying for you on this 36th day of Lent. Yes, we can see the home stretch, the home cross line in view, resurrection day is a coming. And so we praise God for those of you who joined us through these 40 days and turned down your plate, turned down activity. Some of us had a little help from COVID-19 to cut down on some activities, but it was a time to really sit still before the Lord and press in for his mind and his word. Well, this is April 1st. This is the beginning of Black Women's History Month. And many of you all, we acknowledged it last year. Their mission statement for this month as Black Women's History Month was created to embrace achievements, build understanding and awareness, and to celebrate the rich history of not only Black women, but women who are of the descendants of Africa, to include, and I mean they list about 20 different countries, but it goes on to say Black Women's History Month is about unifying the community by promoting visibility, education, empowerment, contribution, and achievement, which positively impacts communities across the globe. Now, Black and minority women are a lot like Black orchids, O-R-C-H-I-D-S, orchids, I'm sorry, and are a symbol of power and absolute authority. It is generally known that Black is an imposing color, symbolizing authority and submission, and combined with the lustrous beauty of the orchid, the Black orchid came to symbolize great power. And so this month, as we now begin going from February to Black History Month to last month, Women's History Month, to this month, there are definitely many women who we want to celebrate, and I want to name a few of those that are present day women of Black of our Black heritage. Jennifer King was the first Black women NFL coach. We know Oprah Winfrey is considered by many as the first Black woman billionaire. Barbara Jordan from this great state of Texas, first Black woman elected into Congress from the South. Maria Russell was the first Black woman chef to earn a Michelin Award. Also, Mae Jemison, right here in NASA, first Black woman in space. Mary Jackson, part of that awesome Hidden Figures, first Black woman to work for NASA. Bessie Coleman, first Black woman pilot. Hattie McDaniel from With Gone in the Wind, first Black woman to win an Academy Award. And we still see her today, every day on The View. Whoopi Goldberg, first Black woman to win that EGOT Award. EGOT, we know, is the Emmy for the E, the Grammy for the G, the Oscar for the O, and the Tony. It is very few who have ever, John Legend just became the first Black man to win recently, but Whoopi was the first Black female. Alice Coachman, first Black woman to win an Olympic gold medal. Rebecca L. Crumpler, first Black woman to become a doctor of medicine in the United States. And we all know Madam C.J. Walker was the first Black woman millionaire. And our Serena Williams, these are present day women who we salute, first Black woman to win a career grand slam in tennis. Loretta Lynch, first Black woman to be the Attorney General of the United States. And our Stacey Abrams, first Black woman to be a major party nominee for state governor. And we celebrate these women of color and choose, and I challenge those of you who know that there's still something in your belly where the baton of history has been passed on to you. Also, many of us know what today is, and since most of us won't be around anybody but family, it is April Fool's Day. The history of April Fool's Day, also called All Fool's Day, has been celebrated for several centuries by different cultures. Its exact origins remain a mystery. Some historians speculate that April Fool's Day backs all the way back to 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, as called by the Council of Trent in 1563, which is also talked about in the Book of Acts. People who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize that the start of the new year had moved to January 1st and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April 1st, they became the butt of jokes and hoaxes. These pranks included having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as poison daviar, which was April fish, said to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person. Historians have also linked April Fool's Day to festivals such as Hilaria, spelled H-I-L-A-R-I-A, which was celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March and involved people dressing up in disguises. There's also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox. Wow, sorry about that this morning. E-Q-U-I-N-O-X, vernal equinox, or first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, where Mother Nature fooled people with changing, unpredictable weather. Wow, she's been really fooling us quite a bit lately, hasn't she? And then lastly, April Fool's Day spread throughout Britain during the 18th century. In Scotland, the tradition became a two-day event, starting with hunting the gawk, G-O-W-K, the gawk, in which people were sent on a phony errand. Gawks is a word for a cuckoo bird, a symbol for a fool, and followed by Tally Day, T-A-L-L-I-E Day, which involved pranks played on people's derrières, such as pinning fake tails or kick me signs on them. So in modern times, people have gone to great lengths to create elaborate April Fool's Day hoaxes. Newspapers, radio and TV stations, and websites have participated in the April 1st tradition of reporting outrageous fictional claims that have fooled their audiences. So I guess this is long before fake news. Some being in 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop and showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. Numerous viewers were fooled. 1985, the Sports Illustrated tricked many of its readers when it ran a made-up article about a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch, who could throw a fastball over 168 miles per hour. In 1996, Taco Bell, the fast food restaurant chain, duped people when it announced it had agreed to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell and intended to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. And then in 1998, after Burger King advertised a left-handed Whopper, scores of clueless customers requested this fake sandwich. So hopefully today we won't have many April Fool's pranks that will cause any hurt or harm to other people, but that is the history of this day. Well, there is a word from the Lord. In the last 10 minutes, we're going to make it happen. We've been talking about the power of prophetic prayer, and we discussed in previous times together what makes prayer prophetic. We talked about prayer being the act of communicating with a deity, a dialogue with God, where we're not the only ones talking. And then prophetic. Prophetic means revelatory, things yet to come, seeing into what lies ahead. So prophetic prayer brings about revelation, not just information. We discussed the five benefits of prophetic prayer. And we're going to start with the fifth one, which I was going over the last time we were together. And I'm going to encourage you to go to our website, themasterscall.net, and pull up the previous four times, I think, that we have gone over it, so you can catch up to today. Prophetic prayer helps sharpen your prophetic gift. And we know Proverbs 27:17 tells us that iron sharpens iron. But in John 10:27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. We're talking about this morning prophetic prayer helps sharpen your prophetic gift. You do not have to have the gift of prophecy to use prophetic prayer. Any spirit-filled Christian can pray prophetically. So don't see this as just the elite can go into prophetic prayer. The paraclete, the Holy Ghost, the comforter that's inside of you allows you to tap in and climb to that realm of discipline through daily pressing in to pray prophetically. In Acts 9, Luke records a conversation that a man called Ananias had with God. Ananias was not an apostle or a prophet. He was simply a disciple. And yet his prophetic prayer caused him to walk into the pages of the New Testament and be used by God to bring Saul, later the Apostle Paul, into the baptism and to confirm his call from God. And that was in Acts 9, 10 through 19. And we know when Ananias did not want to, but the Lord instructed him to go to that street called Straight and to lay hands on then Saul for him to receive his vision after he had been knocked from the horse on the Damascus Road. See, God wants to speak to each of us. If you do have a prophetic gift, however, that's not, again, the prerequisite. A prophetic prayer is a great way to develop and grow your gift of prophecy, which all of us have. Where is that in? 1 Corinthians 12, when it talks about the nine gifts of the Spirit. Not only do you grow in confidence in hearing God's voice for yourself, you can take insights that he's given to you in that place of prayer and begin to share them with others. You tap into hearing him or him pulling back the veil of heaven and your eyes seeing things that he wants you to walk into, but the road to get there is to cover it with the times of prophetic prayer. See, in other words, Romans 4:17, we all know this prophetic prayer. It's praying on intention, where it tells us to call those things that be not as though they were. When we use now what we call our dream boards, our vision boards, you are prophetically with your eyes seeing yourself in that home, that car, that job, whatever that size that you desire. You're seeing with eyes of faith. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith and not by sight. Many of us don't climb higher than speaking affirmations, of saying declarations. But the prophetic prayer helps your belief, your faith, your trust climb up side by side with that affirmation as you're releasing it into the atmosphere. Remember, the power to prophetically position ourselves through our prayers, our petitions, and our proclamations, when we use them regularly, we will use them with complete confidence and conviction. We'll know that we know that we know as I utter this affirmation, as I make this decree and declaration. I have no doubt. I'm not wavering. I know with every ounce of my being that God's going to do it because I'm prophetically soaring and climbing in line with what I'm saying. Many of us say things because it's the right thing to say, but we don't believe it. We doubt it. We just put it out there, and there was no faith backing it up. When you learn to work those muscles of faith and pray consistently, prophetically, all of heaven starts to shift because they know you mean it when you say it. We also see in Job 22, that 22nd chapter of Job, that 27th and 28th verse, it says, thou shalt make the prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. See, many of us forget that even back then, being a tither was part of the package deal. Yes, yes, yes. And that 28th verse goes on to say, thou shalt, not maybe if you do, maybe if we consider it. No, thou shalt, that's a demand. That's a posture of confidence. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thee. I love how the Message Bible says that in verses 26 through 30th in that 22nd chapter of Job. It says, you'll take the light in God, the mighty one, the mighty one, and look to him joyfully, boldly. You'll pray to him, and he'll listen. He'll help you do what you're promised. You'll decide what you want, and it will happen. Your life will be bathed in light, because you're walking in your prophetic anointing. To those who feel low, you'll say, chin up, be brave, and God will save them. Yes, even the guilty will escape through God's grace. in your life. See, if a minister makes a declaration or a blessing, or just any believer, over our life by asking God to grant them blessings, the minister is in effect making a prophetic declaration over the life of the believer. And God will honor our petition. But we want to learn to more than just say it, we want to believe it. So it's wrapped in the anointing of God, hurled through heaven, knowing that it's on an assignment, knowing what that old prophet Isaiah told us in the 55th chapter, it will not return void. The prayer, the blessing that God gave Aaron to proclaim over the people, we all many know it and say it in Numbers 6, that 23rd through 27th verse. That's a priestly benediction, but it's prophetic in scope as a prayer. Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. He said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. You hear the authority in that prayer. You hear the assignment of those words to go before you and make your crooked pathway straight and all the rough places smooth. This blessing has been accepted among many of us as a priestly benediction, which churches proclaim over their congregation at the conclusion of a service. But this tool is a prophetic prayer. If we look at the case of Hannah, all her passionate prayer at Shiloh, and the words of Eli the priest, we notice that Hannah recognized the words of Eli in a prophetic sense. In 1 Samuel 1, that 17 through 18 verse says, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of thee. And she said, let thine handmaiden find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. See, Eli was in fact making a prophetic proclamation of some sort, and Hannah's reaction shows that she accepted Eli's benediction. There is absolutely nothing wrong with us making prophetic or priestly convocations over ourselves as believers, over our circumstances or needs. And we consider those powerful prophetic prayers because we're speaking into our future, giving the words an assignment where to go. And how do we know it'll go? Because Matthew 16:19 tells us, and I will give unto thee the kings of the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we know when we pray according to the word, when God gives you that dream, when God gives you that vision, when God pulls back the veil of heaven and shows you his desire for what he has for us, then we as midwives of prayer must get into position and see with the eyes of faith and boldly and decree and declare the word. Hurl it forth in the heavens, knowing that it has not come back void. And no matter what it looks like, where you are may be tore up from the flow up. It may be jacked up sideways, but with your eyes of faith and the boldness that's inside of you, as the gift of prophecy has shown you the desire of God's heart for you, that's what you hold on to, speak and decree and declare until your belief and your faith catch up with the word. Tell your emotions, go take a seat. Even with tears streaming down my face, I know what God promised me. Even though the haters are hating, holy or not, I know what God has spoken over my life. He showed it to me. He spoke it to me. His word decrees and declares it. That's how we climb up higher and more effective and more powerful. So as I conclude, those five benefits of perfected prayer were it fosters an intimate relationship with God. It helps you pray with the authority and the faith of God. It helps you pray in agreement with God's purposes for your life when he shows you what he wants to do in you and through you. And it facilitates the miracles that God has for you as you are sharpening, fifthly, your prophetic gift. God, I speak and decree into the lives of each and every listener stir up the gifts of God inside of them. Let them walk in agreement, in cadence, and in concert with what you have for them, and with the eyes of faith as you have spoken and shown them and shared with them your heart for where you want to take them. They will prophetically pray forth your will, your kingdom come, and your will be done in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tisha.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stir us up. Heavenly Father, thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for that profound and powerful, rich word on this morning. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close us out with a benediction after a few announcements. Let's pray real quickly over our prayer requests. Father, we thank you right now for who you are. You're mighty, hallelujah. You're powerful. You're all-knowing, Father. And Lord God, as she's taught, Father God, your daughter, Father, on prophetic prayer on today, Father God, we pray prophetically this morning in the name of Jesus. God, as she poured out the oil upon your people today, fill her up, Lord. Let her well overflow like never before. Bless her mom indeed in the name of Jesus right now. Bless her family like never before, Father. Thank you for her right now, God, as we lift her up before you right now, Father. Lord, that you're doing great and mighty things through her, Father, like never before, Father, a new thing in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father. Thank you for Pastor Dr. PK, Father. We lift her up before you right now, God. Lord, asking, Lord, that you continually give her wisdom and understanding, Father God. Oh, Father, for your people right now, God, in the name of Jesus, bless her and bless her family. Lifting up the artist family, oh, Father, the Diaz DeLeon family, every artist life member, Father, every customer that's here, that's to come, Father, that your favor is upon them. Father, the sick and the shut-in, God, Lord, that you're lifting them up right now, Father, out of their bed of affliction in the name of Jesus. Every bereaved, Father God, person right now, Amber, God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father, comfort her like never before, like only you can. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning for her in the name of Jesus. Father, everybody on this line, the TMC family, the spoken and the unspoken prayer request, Father, you hear our petitions. Father God, we know that you hear us, and we thank you right now for answering prayer. Hallelujah. We pray these things in Jesus' name. To hear this powerful playback message, you can call 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. New motivational call is next, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and open the call with that powerful prayer and that tag beside the Still Waters Wednesday. Thank you, Kaylin, for that awesome worship unto our God. And Dr. Pastor Vanessa, we're going to need this message on a series, as Minister Sharon had requested. And we thank you once again for this message. Didn't want it to end, but would you come and close us with a benediction? God bless you.
Father God, we just thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and with prophetic eyes for what you will do in us and through us. We thank you that we know your word says that COVID-19 is a name, and that every name must bow to the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for every listener on the line to remember who they are, but most importantly, whose they are, that we belong to you. And let us stay so sensitive on this 36th day of Lent, to you speaking to our heart, to you revelating to our mind and illuminating to our understanding your divine will for our lives. So as we leave this call, and never your presence, continue to make us so ever aware of you ordering our steps. And we will not walk in fear, but only in faith in you and the wisdom of God to be upon us. So we go out rejoicing, knowing even in this time of solitude and safe separation, that we are never separated from you, never locked out from you. So we press in and we stay postured in prayer, that you will download your heart, mind, will, and desires to us, and we will say nothing but yes, Lord. So as we go yielded, we go surrendered, we go hungry, open to you, leading, guiding, and directing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, be blessed, have an absolutely awesome day. Hope to hear most of you. Wow, so many of you all on the call today. Join us on Awareness Wednesday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.